Hello, all, and welcome to the Fantasy and Sci-Fi Fanatics Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Kubal. Season 4 will see me doing a lot of new things. One of those is I will actually be opening up book mail that fellow authors, directors, and creators have sent to me. So this one is really cool. My friend Herman Stewart Engel, you might remember Herman's been on a couple times. We did a couple crossover episodes involving his podcast, The Greatest Podcast in the Multiverse. It is one of my favorite podcasts right now in terms of just writing in the writing community. So I would highly recommend checking that out. He just had Steven Arian and a whole bunch of people on this past season. It's just been really, really cool. I only have about 2 episodes to get caught up right now, and I've actually watched all of Herman's. He's had some absolutely amazing guests. Some of our guests we've had on both his podcast and mine, and he's asked completely different questions of me. So I'd highly recommend checking that out. His newest book, The Bartender Between Worlds, had a Kickstarter a while back, end of the summer. So I backed that right away. It just looked really cool. It sounded cool. That was one of the crossover episodes that Herman and I did, talking about his book, The Bartender Between Worlds, and mine coming out, a novella coming out this winter, The Hunted, part of the Daniel Wither series I'm working on. So I was really excited to back that project. It was backed really, really well by a lot of people. Highly recommend being on the lookout for his next one. Just an absolutely beautiful, beautiful project. And sounds like a really cool book. So I'm really excited to show you guys and open this up today so we can take a look together. Sure, I opened one of these on my own a while back, and someone had sent me a cool card, and I had actually clipped the side of it. So I'm going to try not to do that this time. Oh man, and that is a brilliant, brilliant paperback right there. So, Bartender Between Worlds, and if you checked out that image, is absolutely amazing. Back looks really cool as well, really well done. And I really like got a bookmark here. So, that is awesome. So, thank you, Herman. All right, I really like that. Not everyone is destined to save the world. And of course, you can go and find this book and other of Herman's products at www.hermanstewartengel.com. I'll make sure that Herman's website and his podcast link are in this show description as well for this video. But I got to show you something that I thought was just really cool. Got a cool little signage there. Okay. Nice messenger, chase after your dreams. All right. Thank you, Herman. We talk a lot about different books, and Herman's one of the people that keeps me going in terms of writing. So I just love how he did just the beginning for the chapters. They just look absolutely amazing. So thank you, Herman. All right. This looks amazing. And I gotta say, I did back the Kickstarter for the Kindle copy, but I was so glad to be able to get this in the mail from you, Herman, and it looks absolutely amazing. So it's one of those that I think I'm actually going to read the paperback, which is very rare for me nowadays. A little harder with my son, but make sure you guys check out The Bartender Between Worlds. I just want to talk a little bit, excuse me, just about the book and about what Herman and I talked about already. If you have not watched our last crossover episode, I'm actually going to put that in the description here as well, just so you guys can check that out. It was a really cool one, but he talks about this low stakes magic, crafting cocktails, and discovering the power of who we truly are. Just a really cool idea here that Herman had about a cozy fantasy. And I just want to read you guys just the short blurb that you guys can really get an idea of what the book's about. So Emma grew up as a hunter of the curse, those charged with eradicating monsters and magic from the kingdom. She's revered as one of the king's most skilled hunters, at least she was, until she discovered she possessed magic herself. Before anyone else can discover her secret, Emma abandons her post and flees to the far edge of the kingdom, where she hopes she can settle down and live a quiet life as a bartender out of the hunter's watchful eye. Fate, however, won't allow us to run away from who we are so easily. When Emma is confronted by an exiled fairy and a man who claims to be a scientist, though Emma's convinced he's a sorcerer, she must evaluate she believes and confines and the confines of who she's been allowed to be. Pulled on a journey that takes her further than she'd ever imagined possible, Emma is led on an adventure to discover where her fate lies and must confront her own biases, hopefully learning a drink recipe or two along the way. A low-stakes, cozy fantasy about cocktails, magics, portals, and finding where we truly belong. If you enjoy the themes of leaving it all behind in books like Legends and Lattes and the fun and low stakes magic in The Wizard's Guide to Defensive Baking, then this is the book for you. And I just want to point out, I have to say that I have been working on something myself and I didn't really consider it maybe cozy fantasy, but based off of someone Herman's cozy fantasy interviews with different authors within the genre, I thought, you know what, I have this particular novella series and it's fantasy and it's just like a fun thing with this particular character, and it's kind of set in the same setting, and I thought, you know what, maybe I will try my hand in cozy. For me, it's the type of story I would be writing is like cozy fantasy, so maybe a little different, you know. And cozy fantasy, I think, and a lot of Herman's guests have made this point really well, I think, which I really enjoyed, that cozy can really be what you make it, right? Like each of us finds something different cozy in the fall. My wife, for instance, loves pumpkin. I despise pumpkin. I love apples. So for me, you know, smelling something like hot apple cider, that's cozy to me, you know, whereas for her, pumpkin spice lattes or something, or pumpkin spice is going to be something, you know, that's going to be cozy for her. So I do agree that a lot of people I've listened to, such as Herman's podcast recently, The Greatest Podcast in the Multiverse, I listened to some others. And I don't know, I just find it interesting that each of us find something a little different. So cozy fantasy in general, I think, is going to be changing. And I don't know, maybe I will try my hand at it. But I do have to say, I just want to point out that it was really like discussing Herman's book with him, and really just seeing, you know, what he was able to do within the genre of cozy fantasy, and some of the people like S.L. Rowland, for instance, who Herman's had on recently, and a bunch of other cozy fantasy authors, like I said, who he's interviewed, they just kind of changed my perspective. So I will be, you know, really taking a look into maybe the story once I read it. Maybe I will, you know, take a, you know, dive into the cozy fantasy genre, so to speak. So I highly recommend checking out Herman's book. I highly recommend checking out his other books as well, his science fiction and his dystopian series as well. We had him on where first met Herman, where he first had Eclipse out, and then was waiting on his second book in that series. So I just want to make sure you guys go and check those interviews out as well. And then, of course, again, go check out his podcast channel. I can't say enough that it's one of my favorite podcasts out there right now, and I hope he continues to have a lot of success with it. So please don't forget to go to his channel, take a look at the website, make sure you subscribe, share with your friends. I am doing something different this year. I am doing a Patreon, so if you know, want to do a one-time donation, I have a lot going on in terms of creating things and writing things myself. So definitely need help with that. So if you head to patreon.com, then it's going to be backsplash, just double checking, TFSFP, which are the initials of my podcast. So if you just take a look at there, if you, again, want to just donate the one time, or you want to sign up, I will have some exclusive things coming for different people for four different tiers on there. So a couple of those things are changing before I publish this, but in terms of those tiers, but there'll be four on there and I'll be offering some pretty interesting things. So please take a look at that. And please tell your friends. Please don't forget to like and subscribe and share with anybody who loves fantasy, sci-fi, horror, books, comics, different movies, things like that. We have a lot of different people coming on. I got some people for the video game industry, board gaming this year for season four. So it's going to be a huge mixture of different people within the different communities. Thank you again for watching. Hope you guys check out my next one where I have some other book mail coming as well. So stay tuned. Guys, have a great rest of the day and we will see you later. Until next time.